Good evening. I'm Kath. I'm part of the Evening Service Leadership Team, and tonight we're going to continue exploring John's letters. Many adults have told children a white lie or two, haven't you? Well-meaning untruths to satisfy some curious minds. Here's a few. White cows make white milk, brown cows make chocolate milk. If your head's on that pillow, it's impossible to have nightmares. And my personal favourite, if you don't shut that freezer door properly, the penguin will get out. Apparently that worked great for the first child who was scared of birds, less well for the second child who really wanted a pet. White lies, good or bad, truth or love. We're going to be exploring that elusive balance of truth and love this evening as we read 2 John. 2 John is a letter in the same context as 1 John and 3 John, written by the Apostle John or one of his community. Let's imagine it in context. It was about 50 years after Jesus' resurrection that John was writing, and by this time Christianity is spreading rapidly, but alongside many new Christians, there are now also rebel preachers who are spreading lies like that Jesus isn't really God. The new church leaders need all the help they can get to dispel these lies and build the church on the truth. And 2 John is the letter that guided them on how to find the balance between loving people with the unconditional love of God and always holding fast to the truth. Holding fast to who Jesus is and how he taught them to love. As we read 2 John now, listen out for every mention of truth and love. Hear how those words appear together in this letter. The elder, to the lady chosen by God and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth, which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you've heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God, but whoever continues has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring you this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings. By my count, there are 5 mentions of truth and 5 mentions of love in that letter. If you don't believe me, you can press pause and count. In verse 1, John greets the church as those he loves in the truth. He wants his relationship with them to be governed by truth. In verse 2, he says he loves them because of the truth, because they're the family of believers. And so in verse 3, he can affirm grace, mercy and peace are with them all in truth and love. Right from these opening words, truth and love are presented as a partnership. Truth and love support and complement each other like only good friends can. They're not enemies. They're not even 2 different sides of the same coin. Truth and love are one and the same. They move together. I ask that we love one another, John writes in verse 5. And what is love? He answers in verse 6. This is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. The overall command, singular, is that we walk in obedience to the commands, plural, of Jesus. And his commands are all about truth and love. We read in Matthew 22 that an expert in the law tested Jesus with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment? And Jesus answered him, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Love has been from the beginning and it's still relevant today. It's our continuous commandment. So what does it mean to love your neighbour, your colleague, your family in the truth? Does it mean to be honest, even if it'll hurt them? Or is a white lie okay? Can you turn a blind eye from time to time? So much is to do with context and relationship, isn't it? Can you think of a time when you felt torn between doing what felt loving and doing what was truthful? In the Netflix hit, The Two Popes, they say this, the truth may be vital, but without love, it's unbearable. The truth may be vital, but without love, it's unbearable. Truth without love can just be harshness, whilst love without truth can just be foolish. Looking back now, were you someone whose love needed balancing out by truth, or whose truth needed balancing out by love? Or did you get it about right? Because when we do, when truth and love come together and complement each other, that's absolutely transformative. As Tim Keller writes, friendship is a deep oneness that develops when two people speaking the truth in love to one another journey to the same horizon. That's the kind of love Jesus is talking about when he says you should love your neighbour. And I think it's the kind of love that John wants with this church. But as 2 John goes on, we learn this new church had dived headfirst into being loving, and that has come at the expense of maintaining the truth. They'd been offering hospitality to rebel preachers, and without meaning to, had been actually enabling them to spread their lies about Jesus. With bed and breakfasts few and far between, the believers would routinely welcome travellers into their homes, give them extra food, money for their onward journeys to demonstrate generous love. But John is absolutely clear that they must not do that for these dissenters. Verse 10, do not take them into your home. They must not contribute to spreading lies. John didn't ban them from talking with these dissenters. But by telling the church to save their hospitality for genuine travellers and to protect the vulnerable new believers, he's giving us a practical application of love, guided and governed by the truth. John couldn't have ignored the problem, so with some wise words, he shows caring and confronting, being two sides of the same coin. Do you have any relationships where you could do with a better balance of caring and confronting, of truth and love? Maybe you find it hard to speak words of truth that might be taken critically. Or perhaps the opposite, maybe you find it hard to speak really positive words of truth, to give great affirmations of love because it feels embarrassing or your intention might be misunderstood. Perhaps you just worry that you'll say the wrong thing. And I think that happens to us all sometimes. Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Our own well-meaning willpower can't really control the words that slip out of our mouths, however hard we try, because the source of those words isn't in our mind, it's truly in our heart. If you've been a Christian for a while, you might be able to look back and see how Jesus has been healing your words alongside your heart, Maybe you swear less than you used to, or your words come out more gentle or less prejudiced. The more we allow Jesus to work in our hearts, the more the words that flow from them will be like his. Love never really began with us, you see. It all began in God, who is love. And that's why love is the commandment we've had from the beginning. As John wrote earlier, we love because he first loved us. If you're struggling to find the right balance of love and truth, I'd encourage you to go back to the beginning. Go back to the love God has always had for you. And let that be the source and strength of your love for other people. Maybe something like this could be your starting prayer tonight. God, will you fill my inmost being with your love, so when my mouth speaks what my heart is full of, my words will be like yours. Jesus is the only one to get this balance of truth and love perfectly right. He was full of grace and truth, John writes, and nowhere more do we see this demonstrated than on the cross. When Jesus died to pay the price of our sins, satisfying justice in perfect truth, whilst reconciling us to God in perfect love. And now Jesus says to all who believe, freely you've received, freely give. I love the end of 2 John, that having written just enough of the truth he needed to, John concludes this way, verse 12. I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face. That's a hope for so many of us right now, isn't it? That all the limitations of Skype and Zoom will soon slip away and we can visit and talk face to face. So much better it will be when we can be out with our friends, when we can see each other in our homes, when we won't have to deal with just seeing photos on Instagram after the filters have been applied, or receiving messages that maybe we're not quite sure how to understand the tone behind them. So much better it will be when we can see each other face to face. John knows it's in shared physical space, in the security of relationship, that we can find the elusive balance of truth and love. That's the place where we get these opportunities to communicate love unconditionally. And that's why he wants to visit this church personally. Till then, kindness and gentleness and generosity of spirit will see them through with God's help. And that's true of us too. John writes that when they can talk face to face, joy will be complete. If you want to know more about Jesus, if you're exploring faith for the first time maybe, George and I would love to welcome you into our Explore Zoom tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. The details will be on the slide later on. Do pop in, ask your questions and meet some of our team. But for now, whilst you ponder and pray on the message of 2 John, know that God loves you, whether you can feel it or not tonight. Know that the truth remains true, whether you can believe it or not. And know that our God can use you for his glory to speak wise words of love and truth, whether you fully understand this balance or not quite yet. Walk in love is John's instruction. Walk is a verb. It's about keeping going. So may you keep going in love this summer. May you live in the goodness of the truth. And until we can talk face to face, may you know our God who sets you on the right path and demonstrates his love in word and action. As he says, run the race. I'll carry you. I'll carry you clear to the end. And even at the end, I'll carry you. Amen.